Hello Morning off of our new album, We Want All the Same Things. As most of our original songs begin, I come with a melody and meet Larry with that, and he works some guitar magic around it. A lot of writing sessions go into each song to refine them to the point that we feel it's complete. The lyrics to Hello Morning talk about someone needing some space after a difficult patch in their relationship. And what I make reference to in Hello Morning is that difficult patch might even be a weird series of dreams that I need to sort out and figure out how to keep going after I've had these strange dreams. Larry wrote in a lot of moving parts for this track, as you'll see by the listing. He played guitars and dobro. I, of course, sang. Julian Bradford was on acoustic bass. Larnell Lewis played drums. Will Bonis played piano. Shannon Christensen was on flute and alto flute. Ken Gold was on alto sax, tenor sax, clarinet, bass clarinet. And the illustrious Jimmy Green played soprano sax. So I'm Erin Propp, and this is Hello Morning on Orange Grove Radio.
Hello Morning, how do you do? Please give me another minute or two. The dream I had still coming through, and I could use some time to get it out of my mind. I'll change the sheets and open up the doors and breathe the air we left from. My mistakes. Oh, for once to be ready, knowing the rules before I break them. Oh, to be set free from the in-between, to wake up wiser and on the other side of things. And I used to know the words that could change your heart, and now I talk to an empty room while sunlight fills it. Hello morning, how do you do? Please give me another minute or two. The dream I had still coming through, and I could use some get it out of my mind. I'll change the sheets and open up the doors and breathe the air we left from the night before. I think I'll tell you now, I can't give anymore, and I could use some space to confess my mistakes.
This is William Karn.
And this is Tara Davidson.
And we co-lead the Karn Davidson 9. The Karn Davidson 9 is about to release our third recording entitled The History of Us. This album features two suites of music that were each inspired by our own respective families. We're fortunate to have some of the best jazz musicians in Canada in our little ensemble. On woodwinds, we have Tara Davidson, Kelly Jefferson, and Sharantha Bettigay.
On trumpets, we have Jason Logue and Kevin Turcott. On trombones, we have William Karn and Christian Overton. Rounding out the ensemble are Andrew Downing on bass and Ernesto Cervini on drums. You're about to hear the one track that is a little different from the others on this recording. Goodbye, Old Friend was composed by William for our beloved Cat Murphy, who passed away this summer. This chorale serves as an interlude between our two suites of music.
Fun fact, Tara and I actually performed all the parts ourselves and recorded this track from home. It seemed like a fitting tribute to Murphy. I'm William Karn.
And I'm Tara Davidson. And this is Goodbye, Old Friend on Orange Grove Radio.
Hey, my name is Rebecca Hennessy, and I want to introduce my song, All the Little Things You Do, on my record with the same title. The incredible artists that are recording their magic here is Kevin Bright on guitar and mandolin orchestra, Michael Herring on bass, Tanya Gill on piano, Dave Clark on drums, Tom Richards makes an appearance on trombone and voice, and... So this is a specific track, All the Little Things You Do. The song was written as a love song for Michael Herring, my husband and bass player on this album. And when he was away for a few months, a bunch of years ago, I realized that I was really missing all the little things he did to make my day brighter. And so it's a bit of a love song about all the little things he does and to make my day brighter. And I feel like it can be a little bit of a reminder for all of us to take note about all the little things that other people might do for us in the day, and we might not even know who they are. So, a story about being grateful. And also, it's just so wonderful that I get to share this music with the world. Thank you to Orange Grove Radio for having me. And my name's Rebecca Hennessy, and this is All the Little Things You Do on Orange Grove Radio.
All the little things you do. All the little things you do, 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 all the little things you do. little things, all those little things, all the little things. Things you do, all the little things you do, all the little things you do.
Hello, my name is Harry Vetro, leader of Northern Ranger. In the summer of 2017, I traveled across Canada in an effort to learn more about Indigenous people and their history. For this song, I visited the Wanuskewin Heritage Park in Saskatoon. As I was sitting at the edge of the buffalo jump, this melody came to me and I wrote this song. This song is performed by a sextet and features Lena Alamano on trumpet, Harrison Argatoff on the saxophone, Dan Pitt on the guitar, Noah Franch Nolan on piano, Andrew Downing on bass, and myself on drums. It also features a string quartet. I'm Harry Vetro, and this is Buffalo Jump on Orange Grove Radio. Thank you.
Hi, this is Toronto-based drummer Ethan Ardelli, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio on The Hawk 101.5.
And you're about to hear some music from my debut album entitled The Island of Form. This album was released in 2018, but we actually recorded it back in 2017. And I was very fortunate to have legendary recording engineer James Farber record it for us. And I was a big fan of James for many years. And I knew if I did my own album at some point, I would need to at least inquire to see if James would be available. And he was down to do it, but he lives in New York and I live in Toronto, so that posed a slight problem. But I just decided to bring my band down to New York and record the album there with James. And the band was luckily very cool about going on a road trip. So we drove down to New York on a Sunday, recorded the album on a Monday, and drove back to Toronto on a Tuesday. So we had a bit of a tight schedule to record all eight tunes that I wanted to record for the album all in one day. So basically all the tracks from the album are no more than two takes, except for the one you're about to hear entitled Thanks for Something. I believe you're going to hear the fourth take that we did. There's a few reasons why we took so many takes. One being that I was wanting to capture a certain kind of spontaneity and magic that I believe we captured with this fourth take. But another reason was we were recording all these eight tunes in one day, and I think everyone was sort of feeling the pressure, the stress a little bit of that. So this was a nice stress reliever, this kind of wild, crazy tune to do a few times and just get everyone to loosen up and have some fun. And I'm really happy how it turned out. So you'll hear this tune entitled Thanks for Something, and it'll feature Luis Dennis on alto saxophone, Chris Donnelly on piano, Devin Henderson on bass, and myself, Ethan Ardelli, on drums. And you're listening to Orange Grove Radio. Thank you.
This is Toronto-based pianist Noam Lemish, and today I'm going to share with you some music from my latest album, Erlebnisse. The title of this piece is Erlebnis 5. Erlebnis is German for deeply felt experience. This piece is completely improvised and recorded in a single take. One thing that immediately stands out about it is the unusual sound of the piano. Years ago, I started to experiment with various piano preparations, ways of inserting objects or manipulating the instrument to modify its sound. I used to always have my personal journals with me. They had these really hard covers. One day, I decided to see what would happen when I placed these journals onto the strings of the piano, and I just loved the sound that emerged. So that's the sound you hear in this improvisation. It's as though I'm playing two instruments at once, but it's really just a piano with a couple of hardcover journals on its strings. Incidentally, and perhaps somewhat poetically, the journals, much like the title of the piece, are filled with words that recount deeply felt experiences. I'm Noam Lemish, and this is Erlebnis 5 on Orange Grove Radio.
Hey everybody, this is John Finley, the soul singer, coming at you from Toronto, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio on 101.5 The Hawk.
Hey wonderful people, this is saxophonist and composer Jesse Ryan, and I'm so excited to share one of the tracks from my debut record, Bridges, with you right now. The track is called Big Old Shoes, and it's actually the first song you hear on the record. Now, I grew up on the island of Trinidad, which is the larger of the two islands of Trinidad and Tobago, and the concept for this album came about during my very first and admittedly brutal Canadian winter. I had a moment where I was listening to one of my favorite saxophonists, Kenny Garrett, play a pop musician's tune, and here was a Trinidadian on Canadian soil, and all of these things were converging at once, brought together by good music. And I thought, good music is a bridge. It's a cross-cultural passport, and no doubt brings people together. Each song on the album is either a bridge between musical traditions or was written to present some anecdotal narrative that would encourage listeners to evolve by bridging the gap between their present and future selves. Big Old Shoes is no different, and here's the story behind it. The song features a medium tempo jig from the Tambin tradition and is actually based on a children's story I wrote called Ben's Big Old Shoes, where a little boy from the village of Moriah in Tobago prepares for his debut performance at the Tobago Heritage Festival. He goes around his village showing everyone his dance moves and telling them he's going to get new shoes, and he quickly realizes that he's not a very good dancer. They keep telling him, Ben, I think you need to get some new feet before you get some new shoes. So the song really presents the idea of perseverance, patience, and allowing hard work to propel you into the next thing. The track invokes a sense of tribal elegance and features a melody that dances and soars. It features Yuen Fancom on piano, Andrew Mazzotto on guitar, Mark Rogers on bass, David Richards on drums, and the amazing Mount Coulain Tambourine Band. This is Jesse Ryan, and you're locked on to Orange Grove Radio.
Thank you. Hi, this is Toronto-based pianist Adrian Ferrugia. I recorded the album Blued Dharma back in 2018 with the incredible American saxophonist Joel Fromm. It was an album that was in the works for a number of years. We play together in a band led by my friend, drummer Ernesto Cervini, called Turboprop. And I think in our many adventures in that band, we kind of discovered a unique rapport and decided we wanted to record the most intimate of all album formats, a duo album. So back in the summer of 2018, I got in my car and I drove down to New York City and we recorded this album together. The track Blued Dharma is a tribute to one of my musical heroes, Brad Meldow, who interestingly is also a longtime childhood friend of Joel's. The title of the track, interestingly, is actually an anagram of Brad Meldow's name. If you take all the letters and rearrange them, you get his name. It's a piece that's kind of somber and kind of funky and kind of joyful, which is sort of how I hear his music and certainly how I feel my own music. So I hope you enjoy this track. I'm Adrian Ferrugia, and this is Blued Dharma on Orange Grove Radio.
Hi there, this is Ernesto Cervini, jazz drummer and co-producer of Orange Grove Radio, as well as CEO of Orange Grove Publicity. I'd love to introduce a track for you. This is the opening track on my latest album. The album is called Tetrahedron, and it features a really awesome band. Luis Denise on alto saxophone, Rich Brown on electric bass, and special guest, guitar phenom from New York City, Nir Felder. And we recorded this a couple years ago, and the album came out in March of 2020, right before everything shut down. I believe we did our CD release gigs about a week before everything closed, and then that was it. So it was nice to have that was the kind of the taste that was left in my mouth before everything shut down for a while. You're going to listen to the first track on the album. This is a really well-known standard called Softly as in a Morning Sunrise. Thank you so much for supporting Orange Grove Radio over the past 6 months, and I'm glad you're enjoying what you're listening to, and I can't wait to make another 6 months, 6 years of episodes for you. As our inimitable host always says, bye-bye!
Is on the air. broadcasting 24/7 from the top of the Niagara Escarpment.
CIOI 101.5, The Hawk.